Do you think it's reached a point where the game's in danger of survival?
I'm not sure survival is ever an issue. I mean, that's been spoken about for years. I mean, it's come up during, you know, during the war. It came up in the 40s. It came up when baseball took a year off of the strike in 94. I think the game is strong. I think people will figure out a way. You know, but I think those owners who envision just riches that would be on top of riches, I think there's another thing coming. I mean, listen, the Giants and Jets built a new stadium. There was nothing wrong with the old stadium. It's a fine facility. And the Giants, you know, always had this legendary waiting list of hundreds of thousands of names for tickets. Well, they've burned through the entire waiting list, and they're still looking for people because fans are just balking at the idea of personal seat licenses.
You know, in that regard, we also asked New York City residents if they follow professional baseball a great deal.
I love
somewhat.
That question. I absolutely love that. In fact, I'm writing about it on my website, but go ahead. I'll let you finish the question.
Great. Well, you know, almost 50% said they don't follow the game at all. And when you add those that don't follow it very much or somewhat, it's a whopping 84%. Now, I grew up loving baseball, and I'm concerned that we may have lost a whole generation of fans.
I think there's two parts to that. Yes, I think some fans have been lost. You're certainly going to lose kids who can't stay up late at night to watch the World Series and whose parents can't afford to take them to games. But the other side of that is I've always felt that the number of sports fans are overrated. I've always argued with people that the majority of people are just not sports fans, and people look at me like I'm crazy. I think the sports fan or the non-sports fan is intimidated into thinking that he's in the minority because of ESPN and all talk radio and the tabloids. Truth of the matter is the majority of people aren't big sports fans. So maybe that's another eye-opener to some of the owners if their audience is dwindling. That's one of the reasons I started my website, LenBermanSports.com, and I send out daily emails, a top five, to my subscribers, is because I think there are people who aren't big fans who would like to know a little bit about what's going on, and that's what I do. I provide some water cooler information.